Welcome to Torah Dimecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Alter, and today we will be studying Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Tet, 39. Our story from last Perek continues, and we learn that Chizkiyahu is given a gift and letters from the king of Bavel during his illness and recovery. This was not an altruistic move. It's clear to us that what the king of Bavel's motives are is to expand his kingdom. However, we're told in Pasuk Bet, Vayismach Alehem Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu rejoiced over them and shows them all the items in the treasury, Kesef, Zahav, Besamim, Shemen Hatov, and Kalim as well. Lo haya davar asher lo herem Chizkiyahu. There was nothing that he didn't show them. He may have been thinking that an alliance with Bavel was a way to overthrow Ashur, but in essence, he paves the way for the rise of the Babylonian Empire. He also did not learn his lesson from the alliance he made with Egypt, which didn't help. This is consistent with Chizkiyahu's failure to sing Shira after the miracle with Ashur. It seems to be connected in that he is, again, not acknowledging Hashem's miracle properly if he's investing in human help instead of fully recognizing divine intervention at play and trusting fully in Hashem. Yeshayahu enters into conversation with Chizkiyahu by questioning him in Pasuk Gimel about what the people said to him and what they saw. And Yeshayahu responds with a message from Hashem in Pasuk Vav. What Chizkiyahu did on the small scale is what will happen on a much larger scale when Bavel later loots and destroys the Beis HaMikdash. Hine yamim ba'im v'nisa kol asher beveisecha lo yivater davar. It will come that they will carry all of the treasures, all of what is found in the Beis HaMikdash, they will carry to Bavel, and nothing will remain. Chizkiyahu is informed about the terrible things Bavel will do in the future and how he has empowered them. In Pasuk Zion, he's told some of your sons will be taken to the land of the enemy, Sarisim, as officers. And the Mefarshim largely say this is referring to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who we know are taken to Nebuchadnezzar's palace. This seems to be what Chizkiyahu preferred. He preferred to have dependence and subjugation to Bavel instead of dependence on Hashem. And the possibility of Yemot HaMashiach being around the corner seems to now be officially dead. Chizkiyahu's reaction in Pasuk in the last Pasuk here is not what we would have expected and could be viewed as something very short-sighted. He says, Tov Dvar Hashem Asher Dibarta Vayomer Ki Yeh Shalom Ve'emet B'yamai. He seems to say the word of Hashem has been spoken for good. And he said, he says, Vayomer, at least kihiyeh shalom ve'emet bechayai, at least there will be peace and truth in my days. He notes that what Yeshayahu is describing will not happen during his life and seems satisfied as long as there is peace and truth during his days, which seems to indicate a certain amount of complacency with the bad news he received. We have seen Chizkiyahu daven or ask Yeshayahu to daven for him in the last few prakim. But after the news about here, about Bavel in the future, we don't really see a response from Chizkiyahu in the form of prayer. And we seem to see his acceptance with a degree of nonchalance. How can we understand this? So there are different ways to look at this. One view of Chizkiyahu's complacency is that he was simply declaring that the only thing he can focus on now is what's good for the kingdom now. Since the political reality is always changing, and so it's not beneficial to think about the future. Maybe he learned from the beginning of the Perek, of last Perek, where he tried to influence the future by not having kids. And now he's internalized that message from the Navi. However, the Malbim does view this attitude as part of his overall trust in Hashem, that bad prophecies can change to good, dependent on the actions of the people. So he's not going to take Yeshayahu's words about the future as devastating news and focuses instead on the good news he was told about the immediate future, because the good nevuah he knows will come true. It's interesting to note, though, that he realizes it's dependent on the actions of the people themselves. And maybe that's also maybe why he realizes that his own personal tefillot will only go so far. Perek Lamed Tet was the last part of the stories revolving around Yeshayahu and Chizkiyahu that had started back in Perek Lamed Vav. The fact that these prakim end with the beginnings of the rise of Bavel is symbolic of what happened during Chizkiyahu's rule. It became clear during his rule that he and the nation were not deserving of a geula shlema, of a full redemption, and the rise of Bavel indicates just that. And after this perek, the rest of the Sefer will be full of nevuot of nechama, of consolation. As Yeshayahu, as Navi par excellence, looks ahead to future galuyot, yet also beyond that to future redemptions. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmat Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Sender.